Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Buffalo Field Campaign Update. Last week was filled with numerous hazing operations. The same eight Buffalo Earth First Radio News reported were hazed 2 weeks ago came out on a privately owned field 300 yards from the Duck Creek Capture Facility to eat the fresh green grass. In the morning, the Department of Livestock hazed them back into Yellowstone Park about 300 yards to a quarter mile, and by afternoon, the buffalo were back out. The Montana Department of Livestock then hazed them back in early evening, and by sunrise, the buffalo had returned to the field. That is why the Department of Livestock say they have hazed over 3,000 buffalo back into the park. They are the same buffalo being harassed many times. When our country is in recession, why are the Department of Livestock being paid top dollar to achieve nothing? Where is the accountability? On May 29th, the Montana Department of Livestock, the National Park Service, and Fish, Wildlife, and Parks came out for yet another taxpayer-funded hazing operation. They took their posse, four horses and four all-terrain vehicles, out to the Horse Butte to haze one previously captured, tested negative, and released bull. After being pushed about a quarter of a mile, the bull had enough. He turned and started charging the horses to break through their line. He made his way back into the woods, and the posse let him go. The head of operations of the Department of Livestock, Rob Turney, was overheard saying, "We gave him every opportunity to come out alive," and then all the agents left. They returned to Duck Creek and pushed four of the eight bulls back into the park there. The next day, the Department of Livestock slept in late, and when they finally did get to doing something, they removed the Horse Butte Capture Facility, already up on trailers, to where they store it for the summer over at the Stevens Creek Capture Facility outside of Gardner, Montana. This is a sure sign that the end of the season is near. The tourists and most of the buffalo have returned to the park. We began our education and outreach part of our campaign last weekend, tabling inside of Yellowstone. We will also run our patrols until all the buffalo are safe from the Department of Livestock. The killing might be done for this year, but we must persist on keeping the pressure on the government. Please continue your support because we never stop. Thanks to everyone that has made the Buffalo Field Campaign so effective. If you'd like to contact the Buffalo Field Campaign, they're at P.O. Box 957, West Yellowstone, Montana, 59758. That's Buffalo Field Campaign, P.O. Box 957, West Yellowstone, Montana, 59758. You can call them at 406-646-0070. That's 406-646-0070. You can email them at buffalo@wildrockies.org, and you can visit their webpage at www.wildrockies.org/buffalo. There's been a win for the Yellowstone buffalo. In a decision praised by American Indian tribes and environmentalists on May 30th, U.S. District Judge Ricardo Urbina halted cattle grazing on 2,000 acres of public forest next to Yellowstone National Park. After citing the government's failure to conduct proper environmental analysis that accounts for the effects of grazing on bison, he issued a preliminary injunction forbidding cattle on the forest until the U.S. Forest Service completes an analysis. Yellowstone's buffalo are descendants of the last free-roaming herd in the country. Montana livestock officials are allowed to shoot buffalo that leave the park boundaries and wander into public lands where cattle graze. Although Judge Urbina's order won't end the killing, it is a major step in the right direction. This past year, 200 of Yellowstone's 3,000 bison were killed, more than were killed in the previous 3 years combined. Why? Ranchers fear cattle will contract from bison a disease called brucellosis, also known as ungulant fever, although transmission of brucellosis from wild buffalo to domestic livestock has never been recorded. And we thank the National Parks Conservation Association for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't come by,